This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley. Donald Trump's reality TV series The Apprentice ended its 12-week run on NBC last night. The final competition was between Harvard MBA Kwame and Chicago entrepreneur Bill. They were vying for a one-year job running one of Trump's companies at a salary of $250,000. And it came down to the wire. Even Trump's trusted lieutenants, George and Carolyn, saw different things in the two finalists.
This is not easy. What do you think, George?
Well, as you say, it's a very tough decision. My vote would go with Kwame. I think he handles himself well under pressure. I think he can adapt to some very serious circumstances. I wouldn't hold his track record in the past as much against him at this point as I've seen him now in really the line of fire. I can honestly see him as a better fit in the Trump organization in the long run. That's my feeling at that point.
He's outstanding. I agree with you. He's an outstanding guy.
He's outstanding.
Carolyn?
Well, George, I agree with you on Kwame. However, I disagree with the choice. I would go for Bill.
You agree with him in what way? He's outstanding?
I think Kwame is outstanding, but I do believe he is textbook, where I think Bill is practical. I actually see him as a better fit in this organization.
In the last half hour of the season finale, Trump called the two men back into the boardroom. But this wasn't the fake boardroom set that was constructed in Trump Tower. This was another fake boardroom set, constructed for the occasion in a New York TV studio. And as Trump made and announced his final decision, the walls were rolled back to reveal a previously hidden and quiet studio audience, which went nuts.
Kwame, I think you have an amazing future. You're a brilliant guy, great education, and I have no doubt that you're going to be a big success. But for right now, Bill, you're hired.
That energy made for terrific live television and a very entertaining finale. It's also familiar because producer Mark Burnett, who concocted the series, pulls a similar trick each year on another of his hugely popular reality shows, Survivor. That show, like The Apprentice, starts out with 16 contestants, divides them into teams, makes them perform a number of challenges, and each week makes some people vulnerable for rejection and the rest immune. In the last phase, it becomes every man for himself and every woman for herself in a high-stakes battle to be the last person standing. In The Apprentice, as in Survivor, how you behave under fire and with your peers may come back to haunt you because the semifinalists get to weigh in with their opinions. Even the live finale and the replication of the familiar set is ripped straight from the Survivor playbook. And why not? Burnett's Survivor, now in the last month of its All-Star edition, continues to be entertaining, surprising, and totally worth watching. And on Monday, the second season begins of another Burnett series, NBC's The Restaurant, and it's a significant improvement on the first season. Last summer, The Restaurant was all about the effort by popular young chef Rocco DiSpirito to design and open a restaurant in 5 weeks, as reality TV cameras recorded everything. It was a decent but contrived show and didn't really connect with viewers or critics the way Survivor and The Apprentice did. This new season, though, is about a battle of wills and control between celebrity chef Rocco and the restaurant's financial backer, Jeffrey Chodoro. He owns 22 restaurants, and Rocco's is the only one that loses money. Chodoro wants change, but the two men haven't even spoken in months. Almost instantly, the battle lines are drawn as consultants invade the restaurant, staffers don't know where to place their loyalty, and the tension gets and stays unbelievably high. Oh, and in the continued sense of Burnett borrowing from his other shows, it takes less than 2 hours of The Restaurant for someone to utter Trump's famous catchphrase, "You're fired." Survivor and The Apprentice last night, The Restaurant next Monday. That's three primetime network series coming from the same TV producer within 1 week, and all of them are good. Really good. That consistency and prolific output is a rarity on television. Joss Whedon did it 1 year when Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel, and Firefly all were on the air, and David E. Kelly managed it years ago when he was juggling Ally McBeal, The Practice, and Chicago Hope. Burnett is the first reality TV producer to pull off a similar hat trick, and given the poor quality of most of his competition, it's a good bet he'll be the last. In a TV genre devoted to recognizing and getting the best from your talent and to beating the competition, Burnett has proven to be a master at his own game. Mark Burnett's The Apprentice ended its first season last night, Burnett and Donald Trump, will be back with a second season. Meanwhile, Burnett's The Restaurant begins its second season Monday on NBC, and his Survivor All-Stars continues Thursdays on CBS.